Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there and called good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Oh, hey, welcome in. Happy Thursday in a very warm Rose City.
Quite nice.
81 degrees the high today is what I was seeing.
Love to see it.
Did
you see that they're panicking in England?
No. What? What are they panicking about?
84 degrees.
They'll get out of town.
Yeah, 84 degrees, and they're freaking out because they don't do that up there.
Yeah, dude. Everybody's just going to be walking around naked.
Yeah, I remember like last summer, I think it was, they had a heat wave. I don't even think it hit 90. Yeah. It was like mid-80s, and they had cooling centers around the city.
Well, they're lily white, their food is boiled, they don't do any extreme, like, their food is so representative of their culture and their weather. Like, it's just so, just bleh.
Even direct sunlight probably makes their teeth sensitive.
Yeah, right? Like,
you guys are really dumping on the British.
Well, I mean, yeah, America.
Okay. All right.
Don't touch our boats.
All right.
You want some tea?
We're going to throw it back in the harbor.
Because now we're all high tea over here.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm still waiting for that Uber driver to pick me up and give me the, hell yeah, brother. Yeah, brother.
Oh, they're out there.
I know. And I want one. I want one desperately.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you see them pulling up in the Prius.
Yeah.
Or the Tesla.
Yeah.
Although that might be changing now. But if you see those two cars are picking you up, you ain't getting that. Now, if you see the RAV4,
you may get it.
Or the 4Runner.
Yeah.
You're looking a little SUV-y, then you might be down that path.
You probably got to have that Oregonian sticker in the back window.
Well, two Priuses that I've taken did not expect the adventure that I got in them.
Oh?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia, in the Uber, and I got a driver who was really, really into cell phone towers being listening devices.
Oh,
that was a fun one. That was a Prius, and I was like, did not expect this one out of you. You know, like the car rolls up, and I was not expecting paranoid, over the top. This is what the government's doing.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was fun because you play into it and you
stoke that fire.
Yeah, you start going, oh, tell me more about that. Like, I didn't know this. And, let me tell you. But it's when they take their eyes off the road and they want to look in the back seat to make sure you following here. And you're like
Lloyd Christmas?
No, just there, road, you know? But that was one. And then I had a InfoWars Prius driver one time.
Oh, that's a weird crossover.
Yeah, man.
Did either of those guys like give you anything to like block signals with?
No.
No.
No, I just assumed it was already on the car. But yeah, those were the two curveballs from the Prius Uber drivers that I've had before. And it, that was, have I ever told the first InfoWars story? We had a, in our very first house, we had a guy come to install our dishwasher for us because we had weird plumbing that needed like a handyman to do it. He spent 3 hours in our house doing this, and I couldn't get out of the kitchen at one point for like a good hour and a half, and he was just giving me all the details, and I was like, I don't want to
leave you alone in my house.
Yeah, that's why I didn't leave. I didn't leave the kitchen. I mean, and he was in the thick of it, like, and this was like before, whatchamacallit, the Alex Jones lawsuit, the Sandy Hook one.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like into the Sandy Hook stuff too. And I was just like, I don't
the
know
false flag
how to handle
craziness.
This. Yeah. Because when they're in your home, that's different. Like, yeah, you when you're in the Uber drive,
yeah, you're getting you're out.
When he's talking about the cell phone towers, that's a different level, right?
Yeah.
That's a different level. When and you're just like, yeah, I'll egg that on. That's this is a harmless conversation that we're having. That one was not, and I felt
hard pass on that.
I did not like that conversation.
No, that one's up there with the like the 9/11. It was an inside job.
Yeah,
like those guys. I'm just like, I need to remove myself from this conversation right meow.
Yeah, but you can't
yeah.
when he's putting in the dishwasher in your house, because then you say something that makes him mad, and next thing I know, I'm replacing my entire kitchen because he's just like, you know, screw this guy. You know, I don't know how this is going to go for me.
Run one wrong wing nut somewhere, and your kitchen's flooded.
And I'm just sitting there going, huh. Yeah, didn't know that, huh?
Sounds like the wrong wing nut was the one installing the dishwasher.
I was like, wow, man. All right. I just, boy. Those are adventures that you can go on.
Let's keep it focused on the dishwasher here, bud. Let's make sure we're getting that taken care of.
Yep, yeah, and that was far different than the Uber driver. And in the Uber InfoWars Uber driver guy, he was not, he wasn't that into it.
He was mostly harmless?
It felt like he was dipping into it, you know? Picking and choosing his spots that he was going to go into, which, whatever.
Look, I don't trust anybody that doesn't believe in at least one conspiracy theory.
You know what? That's not wrong.
You gotta have a little bit of...
LBJ had Kennedy killed.
Yeah, there you go. I'm okay with it.
I'm going to keep these to myself because, you know, I'm just going to stand back. But, yeah, I got my conspiracies.
Yeah.
I saw something on Twitter yesterday saying that there's some scientist who's saying that the government has the aliens have killed humans. And I was like, whoa, that's something. I'm not going to click that link because I don't know where that's going. Isn't that?
I don't want my computer to start smoking.
Am I the only one that does that too, where it's like you see that headline and even though it like may be from somewhere that's like credible, you're like, I'm still not clicking on that link.
Even though I really want to.
They may have been hacked. I am not going down this road.
I right click the link.
Oh, you get the preview?
See the link address?
Yeah, you get the preview of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Anytime I'm like, let me go ahead and check this here real quick.
It's something something dot RUS.
Yeah. Not today, Satan.
Yeah. Dang, man. Yeah, like this one says, I once had a passenger who was in the Birds Aren't Real camp. He pointed to a bunch of crows on a power line, said they were the government drones charging their batteries on the line. You know? Now, that's also one, though, is that guy may have been somebody messing with him, because I've messed with some drivers at times, you know? Like, you'll just be like, you'll go down that road and be like, hell yeah, brother, I'll tell you this one. Oh, man.
Look, do we probably have government drone pigeons? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Guys, we tried to weaponize animals for like 60 years between the beginning of World War I and post-World War II.
A sea bass with laser beams.
Yeah, like...
Lasers.
The Japanese strapped bombs to bats.
Yeah.
And like, they hit the Oregon coast.
Mm.
So if you're telling me that like we have like listening to, I'll be honest with you. I know stuff we have listening devices in that would blow your mind.
Oh, hot damn. This is great on the fan text line. I had a Prius in LA with the driver named Cowboy Dave. 100% what you would expect. Yes. Dude, if Cowboy Dave picked me up, I'm in.
I'm guessing Cowboy Dave in a Prius, though, he has got some super, super short cutoff jorts.
In. In with maybe, Cowboy Dave.
Oh, this one's pretty good.
Maybe some rotating village people on the tunes.
I had a guy at a Hobbs game start talking to me about Space Force and how important it is when waiting in line for food. I didn't know how to respond, but he was passionate about it.
Well, you see?
Look,
there you go.
As a...
Wait, do they do that? At the Hops games, they do the salute to service, which I think is really cool, where they do each branch. I can't remember if they do Space Force or not.
I mean, it's technically a branch now.
Well, yeah, it is.
Although, the salute to service, the NFL draft, I don't remember seeing Space Force up there.
I don't remember that happening at the NFL draft.
So they
I think Steve Carell was not available.
Well, they did it. They did it in the opening, and the I even tweeted about it because I hate it when the Air Force is up there with the other services because we have zero drip. We have the worst looking dress uniforms of all of the services. It's not close. We have updated our battle dress uniform a dozen times.
Yeah, you guys kind of look like
bus drivers.
Yeah, I was going to say janitorial service.
No, we look like bus drivers. Yeah. That is exactly what we look like. And
actually, it is really close to the TriMet uniform.
Yes. No, trust me, it's god-awful. I always hated, like, because I would do things with other branches, and we'd have to report whether it's for whatever. And I was with Army and Marines and Navy all the time. Marines, their dress is just, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
They look great.
Army, great. Navy whites. Even the blues are great. You look a little weird, but the whites are, ours are so bad. And there's no tailoring that fixes it. Like, I was in phenomenal shape and had that thing just everywhere it needed to be. No drip. None. There's no, I'm going to say something out of pocket here.
You? No way.
You want to know?
After the birds aren't real, this is your disclaimer of, I'm going to say something out of pocket?
when you are a young man in the Air Force, and you are wearing your dress blues, and you see a woman in dress blues look unbelievably good, you know that that woman is one of the most attractive people on the face of the planet.
Oh, I don't think that's out of pocket.
Because in order to look good in those, you have to be stunning.
Yeah, all right.
Stunning.
Well, now you know. Knowledge is power.
Again, every other dress uniform, that thing can be tailored. Not only does it can be tailored, it looks good to begin with. There's nothing you can do with those blue drape-ass uniforms that there's nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry for you, man.
It sucks, man.
Yeah.
That's the penance you pay. You get better air conditioning, better buildings, better food, better equipment, better everything, but you have no swag. None.
And I mean, of all the branches, like, safer.
Yeah, oh
like
yeah. Don't get me, you get all the perks, but the second they put you up there with everyone else, you are the, like, what is blood doing here? Like polar bear in Texas, clown in the military groups. It just stands out. It looks bad by itself.
You guys are the wonky eye dragon in
that
meme.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not good by itself. Mm. When you put the other services around it, it's like, oh God, that looks so bad.
Yeah.
So bad. I hate it. Every single time. Yeah. I'm like, guys, we got to do better. And it was like, oh, it's the history that goes along with it. I'm like, no. The history sucks. Change the history. Change the history. Because we came from the Army. Army Air Corps was transitioning in, like, steal from them.
No, can't do that.
Yeah, we can.
Can't. No. I mean, I co-sign the.
Wow.
I co-sign the, if you guys get all of the other perks.
Sure.
This should be the one where you guys have to suffer a little bit.
God.
Yeah. I mean, is it really all that bad?
Mm.
Everything else.
No.
It is
bad though. Like when you had to wear, I don't have to do it anymore, but I do always feel bad. Like when I see the young guys coming home for leave and doing their recruiting service, I'm like, yeah, definitely don't set up next to the Marines.
Yeah. But also like everybody just joined the Air Force then.
Mm.
And nobody else would.
Well, you got to be smart enough. That's the problem.
Well,
higher level of standards.
Let's not go there.
Just saying. I may be crazy, but I'm smart enough.
All right. Well, if this isn't any indication of how the show's going to go, I don't know what is. We will have a guest today. His name is Dick Girardi.
Hey.
He is a horse racing expert. The Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby. Mm. It is going down on Saturday. It's one of my favorite events because anytime my birthday is on a Saturday, it's Kentucky Derby.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's the first Saturday in May. And so we're going to have Dick Girardi on. We got a great field. I got to ask him about some of these horse names. Look, I don't know. I don't know who's naming these horses, but two of the field consists of a horse that's the odds on favorite, Journalism.
Yeah, there's a lot of arts degrees holders right now that are celebrating because Journalism is back.
And then Publisher is another one. I don't know. I don't know if I can get behind this. You know, what are we doing here?
Coming up on the inside gate is Windows 11.
I really do want to be, I want to name some horse races, or some horses for horse racing. It's a passion of mine.
You know what? Instead of buying your significant other, like an acre on the moon or a star, you should be able to name a horse.
Name a racehorse?
Yeah, naming rights.
Well, I don't know if that's like the best compliment that you can give, though. You know, she's like, oh, so what, do you think I look like a horse?
I think you're a winner.
It's like, why a long face?
Yeah. Golly.
I think you're sturdy, and if you pull up lame, you need to be put down.
Dang. Again. Wow.
Lord.
Wow. In the I'm going to say something out of pocket was saved for if you see somebody, a woman in an Air Force uniform, and she looks attractive, that means she's very, very attractive. That's what you saved and used the I'm going to say something out of pocket for?
Yeah.
Golly.
Sorry, you got a little hitch in your giddy up. Might be time to put you down.
Jeez.
Come on back with me, honey.
Yeah, don't break your leg.
Ever seen Old Yeller?
Man, golly.
Oh, that one was the problem.
Yeah. It didn't help, Jeff. It didn't. What I'm getting at is what you're doing is not helping.
Hey, you told me you really liked horses. Do you want to go to the glue factory?
Golly. Oh, dude. My horse got put down when I was a kid.
Mm.
My dad told me, and I believe this for far longer than I should have. My dad told me that my horse was going to, because I was like getting off the school bus because they were picking him up late.
Mm.
And they were going to put my horse down, Cisco. Not named after the thong song.
No.
And he told, my dad told me he's going to live on my friend Elmer's farm. Now.
Oh, God, how old were you?
I was like in kindergarten or first grade or something.
How long did it take you to figure it out? Like high school?
No, college. I was in college.
So going to hang out with that wascally rabbit?
Because I never, like, I was just like, oh, all right. I never thought of it. I never thought of it. And
like
then
pop.
I was like, Yeah, that happened. That happened.
Perfect.
So.
Ruthless.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought of, like, the worst possible way this would go.
Yeah.
If you name a horse after your significant other, like if you're about to get a divorce, and you name it after a horse that like just went lame.
Golly. You need to be stopped. And right now is when I stop that. We are going to, we got a lot that we got to get to today, including.
So does Danny's therapist.
That's an evergreen statement,
Jeff. We're working through it, man.
That's an evergreen statement from this guy. Holy smokes. All right, we got some college football news and notes. Durton Sprague had...
David Sampson.
Mm. I wanted to call him Simpson. David Sampson on today.
Samsonite.
He had a couple interesting comments. He talked about Portland Diamond Project. He's former executive for the Marlins, but he had some pretty interesting comments on the Portland Trailblazers. We want to revisit that. We have Ryan Day sat down with Josh Pate. Had a couple interesting comments on the college football playoff and their games against Tennessee and Oregon. But where we got to start, the NBA playoffs so hard last night.
Mm.
And you hate to see it. Danny and Dusty on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Last night, the basketball, very hard. You know what you hate to see? You hate to see the Lakers losing in the first round.
Mm. And everybody talked themselves into doing it.
As the three seed.
Yeah, into winning. And it, like, you talk about, well, they have Luka and they have LeBron. It's like, yeah, they don't have anything else. And even in that series, when we went into it, I was like, it wouldn't surprise me if the Lakers won, but I think Minnesota's going to pull this out.
Well, I think I remember our predictions. We both went LA,
yeah,
but the lack of bigs was going to be an issue for LA, but LeBron and Luka were just this force that pulled everybody in because stars usually do win in the NBA, and it was jarring to see how big of a difference that was.
Yeah.
And I really do think if they were almost to play almost anybody else in this first round, mm-hmm. I mean, Oklahoma City excluded, they probably would have won that mm-hmm. first round series. But
they're big as hell. I'm sorry, I said it backwards when I brought it in. We picked the Lakers,
yeah,
not the Timberwolves.
Yeah. But
we started opening it by saying we talked ourselves into this
because
those two could be so overwhelming.
What Rudy Gobert did, especially last night, it was unworldly.
They turned him into Wilt Chamberlain.
27 points, 24 rebounds, 9 of them offensive rebounds for Rudy Gobert. Second Timberwolf in their franchise's history to have a 2020 game. And the other one, Kevin Garnett. But the way that he was getting the easiest looks of all time, it was... Jackson Hayes was unplayable, and Jackson Hayes did not play in the game at all.
I mean, they brought Maxi Kleba back out there after not having played since January.
And right now, J.J. Redick is getting a ton of heat because he didn't even try it. Like, he was just like, I'm just going to roll with Rui, and Rui scored last night.
Well, if you ever want to see what a coach thinks about players, see what happens in the playoffs.
And
they don't, if a coach does not trust them, they're not going to play.
He did not trust, obviously, Jackson Hayes. He did not trust Jared Vanderbilt either.
No.
And Maxi Kleber got 5 minutes run. But for all the heat that J.J. Redick is taking, I look at it and I go, there's also purpose pitches that are sent to front offices. And it wasn't just by J.J. Redick, because did you hear what LeBron said today?
Oh, yeah, no, that's I literally just pulled it up. I mean, the quote is incredible. Do we have the audio?
No, they played it on the Herd, but we weren't able to pull
this
it.
This is the comment from LeBron James as far as being a center. No comment, because AD said what he needed, and he was gone the following week.
Remember, right before the trade deadline, Anthony Davis was asked about how they can improve the roster. I can't remember exactly what he said, but a week later, he was dealt.
Well, look, AD has made that comment 110 billion times.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is, like, brother, you need to toughen up because the world of basketball for you is best when you're at the five. That's the whole point. You being at the four, this isn't 2006. Like, yeah. Unless you've got Chet Holmgren alongside you, and he is, you know, the five, or Porzingis, where there's a true floor spacer and somebody who can take the pounding of being a five, but, like, those guys are kind of skinny, so it doesn't really make much sense for them to be the five. Like, you're not Evan Mobley, dude. You're not that, like, for if AD's purpose. And, like, the whole idea of him not wanting to be the five because it's tough, it's like, yeah, that's the point, dude. That's what the money's for.
And that's also why people don't see you as Defensive Player of the Year, which he has complained about.
It's like, you don't want to do the tax. Like, it's not like, look, unless you're Jokic or Joel, it's not glamorous to be a five in the league. It's just not. And that's what you see with a lot of these guys. And you could talk about, well, everything should be about winning and da-da-da-da. We talked about this yesterday. So they meet 12, 15 guys in the entire league where everything is about winning, where it just does not matter. It's about winning. It's about your brand. It is about your legacy. It is about the money. It is about the touches. It is about your stats. The guy that sent them home in Ant Edwards, what did he say 2 months ago? I don't want to pass the ball. I score. Like, that's one of the new faces going forward of the NBA telling you, like, he's not mature enough yet. Now, in this series, he seems to have grown leaps and bounds. But this, the whole idea of, like, how things fit together, and we should have been smarter about this, because the thing that Minnesota could exploit is the single biggest weakness of the Lakers.
And it was in spades. And there was nothing. This is why when J.J. Redick, remember when they won the game, the one game that they won in this gentleman's sweep, and J.J. Redick took the podium and he was furious about how it all went down?
Because the execution sucked.
And he knew that even getting that win meant nothing for that series because they didn't figure anything out. They didn't have an answer, and he knew that Chris Finch and the Timberwolves were going to have a counterpunch, and that counterpunch was going to be snatch your soul, get to the rim with your guards, and then feed Rudy Gobert. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly how the series played out, and that's exactly how it ended last night. And look, the Lakers, because of LeBron and Luka, they were able to get that thing close. They were down by 14. They actually took a lead in the fourth quarter, and then it just went kapooey. After that,
yeah, 16 points in the fourth quarter, and that's been the story of the series. It was their inability to do anything in the fourth quarter. I want to say that the Wolves ended up winning the fourth quarter by something like 70 points overall.
I don't know, because Harlan said on the broadcast last night that it was 36 heading into the fourth quarter.
Maybe it was 50 points then.
I think I saw one thing, too, that said over the course of the series in the five games, the Lakers reached 20 points in a fourth quarter exactly once.
Once.
Yeah. And that was 20 points.
And going into the fourth quarter, or going into last night, they had not shot over 30% in a fourth quarter.
And they hit, and I think they hit 100 for a game twice in the series. Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing. The rumor mill and the noise coming out of Los Angeles right now, LeBron's getting an extension.
Okay, let's talk about that, because I also want to talk about the Timberwolves, too, because they won this series. It was a no-doubter. They won that damn series. But the Lakers are in a really weird spot as an organization. And Nico Harrison may have bailed them out by giving them Luka Doncic, but they still got problems if they want to contend for a title.
Yep.
We'll get to that after Rust with SportsCenter. All right, the Minnesota Timberwolves knock off the Lakers in the first round, 4-1. Gentlemen's sweep. Lakers are gone. We hate to see that happen. It's just so sad. And I don't like this because now I like LeBron James and Luka Doncic, and I always have.
Yeah, I know.
And but in my heart, I will still dance on the grave of the Lakers anytime I can.
I was texting with another buddy of mine in the NBA, and he's like, yeah, you got to love the Lakers going home. Like, I do, but like, this is difficult for me because like, Shaq throwing down that lob in that game caused me more conflict as a sports fan than any point in my life.
Yeah,
because I love Shaq so much. It was like, oh God. Like I've said it before. Like I cried when that happened because what it meant, the Blazers not going to the finals and everything else. But also it was like, it was a player that I loved.
Yeah.
And it's like with the Lakers, you look at Braun and Luka and I'm like, God, I love watching these guys, but God, do I hate the jerseys that they wear.
And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. They lost last night, and Minnesota moves on, and Ann Edwards doing a victory lap around Staples Center.
A literal victory lap.
It was one of my favorite things that happened.
Just talking crap to everyone.
And I hope more people
great.
Do it.
Great.
And especially in a game where it's... Are we not going to acknowledge the fact that the Minnesota Timberwolves shot 7 of 47 from 3?
They missed 40 threes. 40.
And they won comfortably.
Yeah.
And that is the problem with the Lakers and what they have right now, because everything was at the rim, in the paint, and they were easy looks that they were generating. And how do you fix that? Mm-hmm. Because I loved Mark Williams, too.
The smiley
taking
face.
Taking to Twitter. And just saying, yeah, you want to nix my trade? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because remember, they had a center coming, mm-hmm. and they failed him on his physical, and he kept playing. In Charlotte.
Well, the realization was they were giving up so much for him.
So they failed him on his physical, mm-hmm. and it came at the detriment of the Lakers. And
at least for this season.
LeBron did not seem like he really cared too much to be out there, especially late in the game. And really in this series, as the game wore on, you want to talk about why they're not scoring more than 20 points? Because mm-hmm. it just almost felt like he felt the writing was on the wall.
I mean, LeBron wasn't putting his head down and going to the rim.
No. I thought when his knee buckled last night, I thought that was really bad.
Ooh.
And it turns out he really does love soccer.
Yeah. There's a group of people out there right now like, oh, you think LeBron's done? I'm like, God, no.
Yeah. Are you teased an extension?
Yeah. So he's got a player option. The rumor mill and the intel coming out of Los Angeles is LeBron James is going to get an extension.
League minimum, of course.
What's going to be really interesting is, does LeBron see a chance at another title here with Luka? Does he finally do what he has to do here, which is give up a big old chunk of money?
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to do that unless it guarantees them getting somebody.
This is going to go back to the conspiracy theorist, though. If it helps Bronny win a championship, then does LeBron do it?
Well, not only that, there's the other part of this of like, if you think LeBron James is going to go out on a series loss with his tail between mm-hmm. his legs without having a retirement tour, not only was LeBron James not going to allow it, the swoosh is not going to allow it. Are you kidding me?
No.
When LeBron James is finally going to hang it up, it will be a year-long campaign of ass-kissing that you have never seen. Derek Jeter will blush at this.
Yeah. How do the Lakers make this roster complete?
Luck, because nobody in the league wants to help them. After Nico gifted them Luka, every single team is going to extort a pound of flesh.
Except for whichever team folds and buckles and doesn't do it. I mean, it's
unless
one
somebody
of the most
really
frustrating
loves
things.
Austin Reeves. And look, it only takes one stupid team to be like, oh, Austin Reeves. Somebody was like, well, what about Bam? Bam could go to LA. And I'm like, does Pat Riley love plucky white guys from the South that much? Like,
maybe
Tyler Harrow and Austin Reeves. Good luck, brother.
Yeah, that's not what they need.
Good luck. So like the whole idea of them, like they went and made the deal for Mark Williams because they knew like what the deal was.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to, especially right after that trade, nobody's going to do anything. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what that goes. Cause for those unaware, LeBron has a player option. That's what his deal is right now.
The Blazers aren't going to give up DeAndre Ayton for Austin Reeves, are they? Blazers need shooting. They're not going to do that, are they?
Austin Reeves and Dorian Finney-Smith?
They're not going to do that, are they? No, don't even, don't.
Here's my pushback on this.
I'm going to lose my ass because if the Blazers are the team that helps them.
I had this exact trade discussion this morning with somebody. And he mentioned the amount of side eye and hell that LeBron would put DA through would pale in comparison to what happened in Phoenix. LeBron would kill him. LeBron would kill him.
They need a big.
Look, from a transaction standpoint, Reeves and DFS for DA?
You want to talk about...
I think the Blazers would have to do that.
You want to talk about the Nike conspiracy theory? That would be the ultimate one, in that Nike, being in Beaverton, has some sort of mole in the Blazers that helps the Lakers acquire a big man to help Luka and LeBron, their two biggest
names
right now.
And DA is a free shoe, a shoe free agent now.
Oh, okay. He's no longer with Puma?
Yeah, he's been rocking Nikes.
There we go again.
Yeah. He was playing in those, he called them the Go-Berts.
I don't need this in
my
life.
The Rudy Go-Bears. He's like, I got me those Go-Berts on.
Look, I've been so happy with the Lakers losing. I just, now that popped into my head, I'm in basketball hell.
I'll tell you what, from a basketball transaction standpoint, that would be a win for the Blazers.
Help me, Jesus!
Yeah. That'd be a win for the Blazers.
Don't, man. Just...
No. I don't even think those, like, if anything, you redirect those assets for something else.
Don't.
I wouldn't be.
Would
against
it work
it.
In LA?
I mean,
it'd be better than it is right now in spades.
Luka and DA is terrifying.
Yeah. No.
The Lakers ending up with the two, you know, quote unquote best prospects in the front end of that draft. Because remember, they came in the same draft. Remember, you know, it's like be kind of terrifying. And so very Lakers.
No. No. Strong no. Like, yeah. No.
Mm-mm. Nobody should help them, especially not Portland.
Portland's kind of helping themselves there, though.
No. Mm-mm.
Just saying.
I'm out.
Just saying.
I'm out. All right. Well, the Timberwolves did move on. And look, the NBA playoffs, if you're looking down the line at what could be on tap for us, dude, we have potential of Timberwolves and Warriors, which is also an interesting matchup with Gobert.
And Draymond.
And Draymond. And maybe somebody's going to get choked out.
I tell you what, if the Rockets end up pulling... How hilarious would it be if the Rockets come back from 3-1 and Steve Kerr gets tagged with the Doc Rivers?
Ooh. Well, he's got championships.
Well, I know, but so does Tom.
Well, he's got championships. That was plural.
Okay, but still, imagine if Steve Kerr drops 2-3-1 leads.
Yeah, that'd be brutal, dude. That'd be brutal. Mm. You can blame Steph's thumb on this, and let's get to that next. Mm-hmm. Danny Dusty on the Fan. What goes on in that place? You have angered the Bay Area mob. Fan text lines 503-864-6326. Danny Meringue. He wanted to compare Doc Rivers to Steve Kerr, and somebody is very mad. Did you really just say Steve Kerr could eventually be compared to Doc Rivers? I don't care if Steve Kerr doesn't win another playoff series in his lifetime or drops 431 series leads. He's still 10,000 times the coach Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers is a clown. Doc Rivers is one because of his players. Doc Rivers, not a good coach. I think he means Glenn.
Yeah, I guess all those titles that Steve Kerr won with lesser players is up. Oh, right. He hasn't done that without.
He did. He did it with lesser players.
When? Against the Celtics?
Yeah, man.
Who was on that team?
Don't pay attention to having elite shooting and elite
defense. The best shooter
in
the history of the league and having one generational defender.
Probably having one of the most best perimeter defenders in Klay Thompson and one of the best defenders, period, in Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Positionless defenders.
Yeah. I don't know. Definitely don't consider that.
I won't, but show me a coach who's won championships without great talent.
That's my point.
Yeah. I do think Steve Kerr... is a phenomenal coach.
I think he's a great coach. Yeah. But like, I wasn't comparing him to Doc. I'm saying it would be kind of funny if he ended up pulling a Doc and blowing multiple 3-1 series leads.
I think Doc would be somebody who lets everybody know that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And we both won titles.
Last night, Steve Kerr and the Warriors did lose in Houston. So the Rockets hold serve. survive for another day. No gentleman sweep there. It is a 3-2 series lead for Golden State as they head back to the Bay Area for game 6 tomorrow night. That looked like a game where willingly and knowingly Steve Kerr pulled the ripcord early and said, we're not winning this game. We know we're not winning this game.
There's 16 minutes left in the game. I don't think I've ever seen a coach do that in the playoffs. Like, again, it was a massive lead, but like, that's a lot of time.
Yeah. I mean,
Steph took his ankle braces off.
You want to get, I mean, the rule in the NBA is if you get it to 10 before at the 4-minute mark, yeah, you're in the game and you can win. And I think that even, like, that may be even antiquated because, I mean, you can push that back because the proliferation of 3-point shot, you can push back to like the 3-minute mark to where if you get it to 10 within 3 minutes, you got a shot.
I mean, if you got 40 seconds, you can score at least 7.
Too soon for Bucks fans.
Sorry, guys.
Nah, they're not listening. But last night, it really came down to Steph wasn't hitting. Jimmy, Steph, and Buddy Hield combined to go 3 of 14 from 3. You're not going to win very many games if you're the Warriors doing that. Well, I was surprised they scored 116 points with that.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of points scored with that. Deep benches that were on the floor.
Yeah.
As an aside.
Great game for Moses Moody.
In a game that was just a complete sideshow,
mm-hmm,
Cam Whitmore still didn't get on the floor for Ime.
Oh.
Again, coaches say a lot.
Well, maybe that intel that Kyle Neptune gave in the pre-draft process about Cam Whitmore might not have been all wrong.
It wasn't.
You don't do that to one of your players.
No.
But.
Whoops.
Yikes. All right. What do we think of the fair or foul Steph Curry's thumb being a target of Dylan Brooks?
I mean, not just Dylan Brooks, the entire Rockets team.
Yeah, but Dylan was obviously the one that everybody's going to look at because of his reputation, and he was going at it pretty hard. But any opportunity that they got, they were putting a hand on the hand and hitting that thumb of Steph Curry.
Yeah. Welcome to playoff basketball.
I was more surprised at the outrage about it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. It's not illegal.
No.
Look,
I don't like Dylan Brooks, but what Dylan Brooks said in the postgame of like, if my ankle's not good, I expect guys to attack me.
Yeah.
On the NFL side of things, if somebody's dinged up, you go for it.
Yep.
Now, look, you're not like, well, I mean, in the NFL, you do get some guys that tweak on an ankle, tweak on a knee, which I think does.
Yeah.
There's targeting, and then there's going beyond that.
I don't think what we saw last night was anything outside the lines of gamesmanship.
No. I look.
There's gamesmanship, and then there's dirty.
Yeah. I don't think you saw it. Like, nobody grabbed Steph's hand at the bottom of a pile and cranked on it.
And look, Steph would be the first person to tell you if there was a situation that he felt was out of line.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, man, that's what happened. And Steph has to say that too, because Draymond Green is that guy for them that does that to everyone else, 100%. Right? So I think that was being way blown out of proportion.
Did you see his finger though?
But his thumb, that picture of him on the tarmac, if you haven't seen it, the Warriors social media team put out a picture of Steph, you know, like they always do. He's walking from the team plane on the tarmac after they landed, and you saw his thumb. It looks like somebody shoved a golf ball underneath, like, mm-hmm, where his thumb joint is on his hand.
And he's been dealing with that. He aggravated it here in Portland.
Yeah.
The last game of the season. Second last game of the season.
I don't know how that guy is shooting at the clip that he is with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, somebody in the Warriors social media is going to get in trouble unfairly.
Yeah.
Because somebody in Houston saw that photo. And because when he's playing, it's taped up.
Yeah.
You can't, you can tell there's something obviously wrong, but you can't tell the severity of it. That photo showed the severity of it. It's not good.
I wonder what's going on there, because it's not like a broken thumb, because he wouldn't be playing with that. But like, it's the amount of swelling there is.
Whoa. It's probably some ligament damage behind his thumb, I would imagine. But like, yeah, I mean, that's the nature of the beast, man. Like, I get why Steve Kerr got out and pounded the table about it.
Because
he's protecting the franchise. That's what he's doing. I don't think it's weak, quote unquote, of Steve Kerr. Like, look, Steve Kerr got knocked out by his own teammate.
Well, that teammate was Michael Jordan.
But I mean, like, I don't look at Steve Kerr and, you know, oh, he's, you know, a little white dude who's not tough.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr's tough as nails. Yeah. Like, and so is Steph. Like, that's not what this is about. Like, some people are like, oh, he's crying about it. No, he's protecting the franchise. He's you do this so that the refs are watching.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. It's gamesmanship.
Yep.
But yeah. I don't think anything the Rockets have done goes beyond that.
Amen Thompson did a lot, though, last night, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention his stat line, and we'll talk more about this game as the show goes on, but 25 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 steals, 3 block shots. Mm-hmm. He was incredible, and he just basically had to do that to show everybody, no, I am still the best of the Thompson twins.
And
because Assur had an amazing game the night before in Detroit.
Amen, like, coming into this series, like, I talked about it, like, how well he can, like, if you're looking for a player that can just run around with Steph Curry and make his life hell, Steph showed the young buck, you're not ready for this yet in the first couple of games. And you've seen Amen make the adjustments necessary. And last night, he was phenomenal. Those 5 steals got him all in the first half, in the first 16 minutes. And I believe 4 of them were just ripping Steph Curry. Just ripped the ball away from him and just said, mine.
I think it is really fun to see young talent thrive in the playoffs. And
whether it's Cade, there's a lot, man. Assar, Amen, Evan Mobley, Franz and Paulo, the next generation is showing up in the playoffs. And Edwards, like, the young dudes are making the leap. And like, you're wondering, figuring like, where guys are, like, everybody thought it'd be Ja and Zion. Like, no, it's this next group of guys that are showing up in spades across the board.
Well, it is great to see. We'll have more on the NBA and the playoffs coming up as the show goes on. But we got the run for the roses. The Kentucky Derby is getting underway from Churchill Downs on Saturday. And we've got a phenomenal field. And we're going to talk to Dick Girardi, who's been covering horse racing since 1986. For those not counting at home, that is 39 years in the horse racing game. And this is a big one. Bob Baffert, his 3-year ban from the Kentucky Derby is now over. He can come back and train. We got a great field of horses. We're going to talk a little derby coming up next with Dick Girardi. This is Danny Dusty on The Fan.